Rides here, Sean again. I'm in Brandon on my way back to Manatee County. I don't even know what exit this is. All I know is that this is I-75 South. So, and it says that I'll be home at 6:59 p.m. And it's 6:20 p.m. right now. So anyway, so I picked up this lady. I completed two trips today and I made a little over $45. So I picked up this lady and her kids at the Tradewinds on St. Beach, and they lived in Philadelphia. So they got me to the airport. And then, after I dropped them off, the next people I picked up, I mean, this lady was like, she was sending me message after message. Like, the first message, like, when I accepted the request, it told me to pick them up on the red side. And it gave me some door number. It was on the red side. Then she messaged me again and said that she just talked to somebody in traffic control and they told her it was safe for me to pick her up at 124 Blue. So I was like, okay. So I went to 124 Blue and I picked them up. These people had the most luggage I've ever seen. I don't even know how they were carrying it all. It looked like they were moving, but whatever. So I picked them up and I put three of their, their three main bags, and they had their names on them and stuff, in the back, in the hatchback. Then I put my backpack on top and it barely closed. Then this guy was sitting in the shotgun seat next to me. He had a bag on his lap and a bag in his feet. And then there was the lady behind me. She was sitting behind the shotgun seat. There was two backpacks and a suitcase on the back seat next to her. And I took her for, it took me 1 hour or about 50 minutes to go from the airport, Tampa International Airport. So when I say the airport, that's what I mean. So to go from Tampa International Airport to Brandon, that took me like 50 minutes an hour. I'm going to get over because I don't like the way this looks. I don't even know what that is. It's like fencing? I don't know what those posts are. They look deadly to me. They're what they call this truck. And I have bad luck, so... Anyway, let's see what else. It's August, so this is the second day of August. So starting, it's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. So starting tomorrow night, that will be my last solid food meal. I do this every year, every 6 months basically. Every February and August I do this. So I'll be water only fasting for 3 days. It's very good for you. Since I don't have health insurance, because I have to pay child support for a child that never contacts me in the foreign country of Greece. That's what America does. It does not matter if you are a parent. All that matters is that you had a child on American soil. You don't even have to have the child on American soil. You just have to have a child in America, and it goes through the child support system. So then they got their hooks in me a long time ago, so I still have to pay, even though I have absolutely no contact with my son. And the mother and the child, they both like completely disregard the order that was signed. But because I live in America, I have to pay my child support just like the order says. So I do exactly what the order says because they just are dying to throw me on the ground and arrest me. So I pay $300 every month. I have no health insurance. And where my son and the mother live in Greece, they have universal health care over there. We don't have that in America. Anyway, so this is August, and this is the second day of August. So I used to wait till the end of the month, and then, you know, like, do the fast at the end of the month. I don't do that anymore. I just like to get it done and get it out of the way. So today, I went to Clearwater Mall, went to Sakae Sushi, ate a whole bunch of sushi, and then tomorrow is when I start my fast. So tomorrow night will be the last meal that I have. For 3 days I'll be just drinking nothing but RO water. So, and I planned this out. You know how long it took me? It took me a while to plan this out. But I have it planned so that Sunday night when I finish my fast, I'll be at home. So when I finish my fast, this time I always have been eating like shelled sunflower seeds. They're really good. But this time I'm eating shelled pumpkin seeds that I got from Walmart. They're pretty good too. So we'll see what happens. So Sunday night, I'll break, they call it breaking up, whatever that means. Breaking the fast on Sunday night with those pumpkin seeds. And I got a couple steaks at Aldi the other day. They're ribeyes and they're grass fed, so I'll eat those. And